Is that the mic cracking or is that your voice cracking?
No, I think that was the mic cracking. Hi. I think I went too high.
Ooh, you sound like those annoying creatures on the phone commercial. Hi.
Which phone commercial?
It's not Sprint.
Metro PCS.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But we're not talking about commercials today.
Not in this episode.
So this, Aunt, let me explain to you. This is the first episode.
I'm all ears.
Don't interrupt the host. It's so rude. This is the first episode on the In Your Dreams platform that's not about dreams, and it's just the Mitch Ruby Show now.
Okay, so you're changing, like, In Your Dreams is no longer going to be In Your Dreams. It's going to be the Mitch Ruby Show, and it's going to have all these different segments that you want to just, whatever you feel like.
Whatever I want to talk about. However, it's confusing because the first, like, 30-something episodes are all about dreams with weird titles. That's what this is about.
It's about evolution.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Okay, but me and you, you and me.
You and I.
You and I. If you guys don't know, Aunt is my husband.
I'm married to Michelle.
And I'm married to Aunt. And Aunt used to have a podcast called What's Your Fortune? And it was a really good idea.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
And it's still a good idea, but you were like, I'll do it if you edit it and promote it. And
That's not true. I didn't care about editing it. I could have edited
true,
it.
True, true,
but,
true.
You know, I don't do much in the way of editing. I try to get everything one pass kind of thing.
So I said, hey, why don't we do this on my platform?
And I like that idea because, you know, like it's just the commitment that I didn't know if I could, keep up with.
And I'll do it. Plus, I really love this idea.
Yeah, I like it. It's versatile. You can do whatever you want. It could be an episode of this. It could be an episode of that.
Oh, no, I meant What's Your Fortune. I like that idea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so explain.
Wait, so you want to keep it just doing this? Or were you going to do other things also? Was it going to be like, Mitch Ruby Show presents What's Your Fortune? That's how I kind of pictured this whole thing, right? Mitch Ruby presents, and it's whatever
Don't
it is.
Don't tell me how to run my space.
I'm not telling you how to run it. I'm just saying what came to my mind.
You know, each episode, however often I put these out, are going to be whatever I want to talk about. And I know you're probably going to be on most of them.
Okay.
You're like my co-host. You're my unofficial no pressure, no obligation co-host.
Okay.
But I wanted to do a What's Your Fortune episode because I love What's Your Fortune. And I love what comes. So I want you to explain.
Okay, so
What's Your Fortune?
In What's Your Fortune, I have here just a bunch of fortunes that I've saved up from fortune cookies that I've eaten. And also, too, when you tell people you have a fortune cookie podcast, they give you fortune cookies. So it's too many fortune cookies. So
wait, I'm going to interrupt you. You also love to eat the fortune cookies.
I
can never
cookies.
Let
yeah,
that
great.
Down because I don't think they're the best tasting cookie.
They're a nice wafer.
Right.
That's it. It's like a vanilla wafer, you know, basically. I keep going commercial convo.
I know. Commercial convo was our first podcast together.
In What's Your Fortune, I did talk about what makes a fortune cookie in one of the episodes.
Yeah. No, but I was going to say, you keep going back to commercial convo. And we might do a commercial convo episode because commercial convo was our first podcast together with our Yeti mic and our iPad.
Yep.
And all we did was discuss commercials.
Yes, it was a great idea.
Such a great idea.
We stopped doing it because we didn't have cable for a little while. That's why we stopped, and then we never went back to it.
I'm glad you told me that because I really forgot why we stopped. What's Your Fortune? There I go. Wow. Why we stopped commercial convo?
Yes.
Because we didn't have cable.
We moved out. We didn't have cable for a while. Yep.
And we lost content.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then a couple weeks ago, you're like, why can't we bring back commercial convo? I'm like, where are we going to put it? And I was like, oh, the Mitch Ruby Show.
Yeah, the Mitch Ruby Show.
What's your fortune?
So I have a bunch of fortunes here. That was the end of the whole story of before.
Can we hear them? There it is.
I'm going to choose one at random. And we're going to read it and we're going to talk about it.
Perfect.
Okay, so today's fortune, it isn't our position, but our disposition that makes us happy.
Say that again.
It isn't our position, but our disposition that makes us happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because, you know, it's not like what you do or how much money you have or any of that kind of stuff. Who you love, who's with you. It's how you feel about it. You know, that's the real dang. Just destroyed that fortune.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's okay. So I like the ones that really make you think, where you're just like, this is so ridiculous. What could this possibly mean? And you draw all these conclusions to it. That one is like...
Pfft. Do you call that a lame one?
No, it's not lame. It's a good point is what it is, but nothing special about it.
Yeah, but it really is all about how you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
And how you put yourself in situations. I mean, even everyday life, you could just choose how you want to reflect, react.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you go into a day. You know, like I notice, you know, like if I go into a morning at work or a morning anywhere and I have the idea that it's going to be a bad day or, you know, I'm in like a rushed mood. You know, like when you're in traffic and you're yelling and that's how you know it's going to be a bad day. You're like, I can't even get through traffic without yelling or being frustrated. So how am I going to go through the entire day?
Right.
So you start your day in that disposition and you follow through on it.
Yeah.
But if you come through happy and just fly into work, blah, 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 you're there, it's good.
Do you ever feel that if you start the day with a bad cup of coffee, you're kind of ruined?
I never really equate it to the coffee, but yeah, probably. I mean, that could have a good... I don't know if I ever really have a bad cup of coffee.
Mm.
You know, I've had, like, not great tasting coffee, but...
It was still the good trick.
I get over that.
Yeah. You know? Okay. What are the numbers?
I'm surprised you didn't ask if there was learned Chinese.
Is there?
Nope. Damn. The lucky numbers are 15, 30, 10, 4, 6, and 49.
What do you think of those numbers?
Well, they're pretty good numbers. They're pretty well spread. No 20s. I would have liked to get rid of one of those single digits for a 20.
Why?
Well, then it's more evenly spread out through the numerical system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like to be nice, like a nice, like not a balance? Pattern, but a balance, yes.
Hmm.
Even though that doesn't necessarily mean that anything special would happen, but I like it.
Okay. So we keep, I'll just give you guys a little visual. It has a nice little porcelain takeout box, yes, that he keeps all his fortunes
Michelle
in.
Michelle got it for me. It's a cool thing because I needed a place to put all the fortunes, yeah, so I can pick from, and it's like a porcelain open Chinese food container box, so it's like perfectly suited for what that was.
Crate and Barrel.
Yeah.
Christmas 2017.
Yeah. A couple weeks later, I stopped using it.
Right. It's okay. It still houses the fortunes.
I never got rid of the fortunes because I always felt like that someday I would do it again.
Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
But all that to say, on our desk area, there was a fishbowl. This is actually a fishbowl.
Yeah, a small one.
Small fishbowl that held my moss balls. R.I.P. My...
Mostly my moss balls.
Yeah, my moss balls. But there's these little strips of white paper in here that I thought the entire time held the fortunes that you already completed.
Nope.
Turns out, we just discovered this, that they're little pieces of paper with questions on them that I think I did with the girls on It Takes Three podcast.
Yeah, I think you did.
So... I don't know what kind of questions there are. I'm just going to ask you a couple.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my...
Swirly swirl, paper swirl.
Paper swirl. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. What's something that will always be in fashion, no matter how much time passes? It's a perfect question for Aunt.
Oh, gosh. You know, just like a nice tie, you know?
A nice tie.
A nice tie, yeah, because you'll always see a nice tie. You know, the size, the width of it might vary. You know, like right now, skinnier ties are in. But you'll always see ties in some form. Bolo ties, whatever. Maybe one day it'll be bolo ties. Oh. You can all wear bolo ties.
Bolo ties? Do I know what that is?
Those are like the string ties that like you see like Westerners or like...
Oh, yeah.
The Texans wear it, where it's like a little, not a knot, there's usually like a little pendant and then two strings kind of, yeah, bolo ties.
How would you spell that?
I don't know. Here's my guess. B-O-L-O. Fact check me.
Okay,
know.
Bolo ties. Okay, okay.
Google will know what you're talking about.
Okay, because I'm going to type in bolo ties. Here's a tightly wrapped one. I'm trying to remember why we did this.
Probably just for something fun.
Yeah, okay. If you could switch two movie characters, what switch would lead to the most inappropriate movies?
This is hard to think about.
Yeah, isn't this hard to think about?
On the spot.
If I'd switch two movie characters, what switch would lead to the most inappropriate movies?
I mean, probably something with a child. Porn. And I was going to say, yeah, I mean, if you didn't want to, if you just were going to do mainstream movies, you take like a movie where there's like a child lead actor, and then you take like a rom-com, and you switch the child lead actor with like one of the rom-com people, that would lead to a pretty inappropriate movie. You know, pick whatever which one you want.
Like but. Hannibal?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I said rom-coms, but yes, anything that involves murder also, too. If you take a kid character and you put it into the adult character, you're not going to love it. It's not going to be well received.
I don't know why you said rom-com, and I'm like, Hannibal!
Yeah. Well, it was one of the most original rom-coms. What was the meet cute in that one again? When she got cum on her face from the guy.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What's the most underrated or overrated TV show?
Underrated or overrated?
I'm gonna right in here.
Okay.
I feel that Jane the Virgin is not the most underrated, but I feel it's pretty underrated.
Underrated.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, people love it.
They do, but I feel there's only a select few that do that I hear from personally.
Hmm.
Yeah. But
you have to get on the forums.
I guess I have to Reddit it.
Did you know? That's Michelle on the forums, and she
typing with my fingers in the dark. Like, didn't you know that? That's an overrated TV show. I don't know.
I'm not really a good judge.
Yeah.
About things, you know, I don't really have any good opinions here. No comment.
No comment.
Official answer to that question.
It's hard because how do you pick an overrated television show without watching the entire thing and then being like, you know what, I didn't even really like that.
I just don't watch enough television to, I mean, I guess since we've been vocal about it, like Breaking Bad, but, you know, I wouldn't even say that that's like overrated.
No.
You know, it's not even I didn't, you know, resonate as well as everyone
else. Yeah, it wasn't our show, but I think it was well written.
Yes, it was
great.
Very
actors.
Well done. Absolutely. I wouldn't call it overrated.
I think at the time our friends just over talked about it.
Yes. Maybe underrated, I would say Frasier.
not enough people are watching Frasier.
Not enough people loved Frasier. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what the numbers are, but that was a great show.
Yeah. Frasier was really good. All right, this will be the last one. It's on a really, 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 really skinny piece of paper.
I see that.
Weird, right? What's the most depressing meal you've eaten? Oh, boy. I feel like I have a bunch of
Michelle
these.
Michelle is in charge of the disappointing meals
depressing.
For herself. Depressing, disappointing. I don't know.
Yeah, because you will not eat something if you're not happy with it.
Yeah, I would just as soon not eat than eat something that I know I'm really not going to enjoy.
I'm the opposite.
Like, I'd lean towards eating something unhealthy before I made myself eat something that I would be, you know, disappointed in.
I'm trying to remember, there was a meal I made not so far from today, but
in the not so distant past.
That's what I was trying to come up with. That I made and I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I can't remember specific ingredients, but it was probably just all cold, if I had to guess.
Okay.
It was cold in a bowl and separate things.
Isn't that just a salad?
Without any, like, you know, fixins.
I think, you know, it comes to mind is my sad burrito moment.
Yeah, that was a funny
when
funny
I finished a job. I used to do assistant wedding photography work, and it was my last shift ever because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Fuck wedding photography. And so I was all excited. It was a job in the city. I get home and all we had to eat.
Now you were looking forward to that burrito.
I was really looking forward to the burrito.
It was an Amy's vegetarian burrito.
Right, that you microwave.
Yep.
And popped it in the microwave.
Oh my God. You were so tired and like you were done. It was.
And Anne's just like,
I played that song.
Celebrate good times, come on. And then
I played that song.
Yeah, and then I took it out and I bit it and it was cold.
It was cold in the middle and it was just like unfolded and gross.
It was so gross, but I ate it.
You did.
I ate it.
And with the song backdrop, it was perfect.
Yeah. So this is a good question. I have to rethink on this one because there are a lot of times, I think it was something with ramen noodles.
Maybe.
No. Oh gosh. I put weird ingredients together that should not have gone together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Usually, I like to experiment with condiments. And usually when I put them together, most of the time it do work out.
A lot of times, yeah.
And then there are the times that don't work out. And that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I blocked that out, actually.
Yeah, it's best that you block out those.
I think I was nauseous from it.
Yep.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Typical me.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
It sure was.
I'm glad we had a chance to get together and talk.
Yeah.
It's hard living under one space together.
Yeah, we generally don't talk. Unless we only on a podcast do we ever talk.
That's our form of communication.
Yep. Yeah. It's either on a podcast or talking through brushing our teeth.
Right. Remember this morning you dropped your toothbrush?
Yeah. I just bumbled. I was like, oh, God, my toothbrush.
How did you do that?
Good question.
You had an electric toothbrush, and I was telling you a story, and you were just like, it's like your lips gave out and your hand gave out, and it just vibrated down your shirt.
All over my shirt.
And then on the floor. And you know what? The dribbles on the floor, I just wiped it out with my slipper.
Yeah, that's what you do when things are on the floor. You just use your socks or slippers.
Right?
Such is life.
Such is life.
We used to live on dirt floors.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't have survived.
You might have.
Maybe.
Not as a vegetarian.
No. All right, until next time.
I don't eat meat.
Bye.